Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Iazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Danning reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerges tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonura. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiazza. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Bartel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Russell moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman scores. Gleason moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Danning strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hartnett moves to third. Russell moves to second. Hank Lieber pinch hits for Bill Lee. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hartnett tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Giants. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Root now pitching. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gleason strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel strikes out. 1 out. Steve Meaner pinch hits for Charlie Root. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.